I want you to think of yourself now as a beautiful water lily floating on a pond for a moment or so. Okay. The base of the skull would be a little better, I think. Just a wee bit. Okay. Now you're imaging that you are a beautiful water lily floating on a pond. All right? You're a beautiful water lily floating on a pond. This is a particularly good image to help create a sense of dynamics in constructive rest, which is still. You're doing that through imaging . You can make the image as active or as passive as you wish by imaging the water as being either turbulent or moderately active or just very little active. Remember, the water lily is being tossed around by the energy of the water. Just look at that for a few moments before we start our processes. You don't have partner, right? Okay. All right, let's check on the hissing. Give tactile aid in the lumbar area, touching under the lumbar spine. And now, you can just, in general, even before we get to giving tactile aid at the knees, just think of yourself as an ensemble of clothing. And you're going to watch the clothing settle front against back as you hiss. We're just checking your back to see if you tighten as you hiss. All right, hiss. Let the breath be automatic. Okay, once again, let's hiss. Hiss. Breath is on automatic. All right, we'll do one more. You can watch the front part of the clothing settle against the back as you hiss. Hiss. Okay, now, Let's do a little bit process now of putting the pants legs over the hanger. Remember when you were sitting, we took some of the weight out of the knees. We're doing that now in constructive rest. And what you're going to do is simply to watch the spine lengthen. Just make that connection. Spine is lengthening as you have the weight taken out of the knees. And you can add to that the knee ends of the femur bones in addition to being supported, lengthening. Okay, you can release the tactile aid. Now we'll go up and we'll work a little bit on the hyoid bone and the tongue and the breath. First of all, let's just give some tactile aid in the neck pit. Just touch very lightly under your partner's chin, that little area we're calling a neck pit. And let's watch it soften and deepen. Which lets the tongue rest in the mouth. Let's also give tactile aid in the armpits. Maybe we can compare the two. Let's touch under the armpits here. Let them soften and deepen. Let the weight drop out of them. Okay, now I want to touch the neck pit again, just very briefly. You can compare the two if you like. As you let the armpit soften and deepen, you let the neck pit soften and deepen. And that lets the tongue rest in the mouth. Now let the breath go under, around, or over the tongue so that the tongue is free as you breathe. And that's going to let the air go in and out of the pelvic balloon. So you can touch the pelvic balloon to remind your partner that the air is bypassing the tongue, going right into the pelvic balloon. That's going to let the hyoid bone float. So let's take our hands and run them up the lower jaw toward the the temporomandibular joint, really, that tactile aid that we give right behind the jaw in front of the mastoid processes. I do the movement two or three times, and then I leave my fingers in the crevice between the back of the jaw and the front of the mastoid processes. And now you can watch these two points that we're touching. You've let the hyoid bone tilt up toward that level. Now watch those two points widen, move away from each other. Okay, now we'll go down, we'll work a little bit on the fibula swing and the festoon. First, let's touch the sit bone and then come down and touch the top of the fibula. And your partner will see a line that is slack between the two points and that keeps getting more slack in it.
Slack to the outside.
Beg pardon? More to the outside, because it's curving, you see, it's curving Soto to the top of the fibula, which is on the outside. You just let the slack happen between the two points that are being touched, between the sit bone and the top of the fibula. Now, continuing to touch the top of the fibula, go down and just tap the malleolus, that lower part of the fibula. And then brush your hand along the side of the foot. This is indicating that the fibula is swinging. It's come loose down at the lower end, and it swings freely from its upper end. That's the pivot point for the pendulum. Then we go back down to the sit bone. And you're now touching again the sit bone as well as the top of the fibula. We'll watch the festoon now become more slack. And the fibula swing freely. And the festoon get more slack. the fibula swing freely. To the other side now. Let's take the line now from the sit bone to the top of the fibula. Watch the slack. Let it increase. Now leave your finger on the top of the fibula. Come down and tap the malleolus of the fibula there on the outside. Brush your hand alongside the foot to indicate the image of the fibula swinging from its upper end. Having come loose at the lower end, the malleolus. Now, while the fibula is swinging, we'll come back to touching the sit bone. You're still touching the top of the fibula. And we'll watch the festoon billowing. Now we'll move up to the image of the beads. Touch your own pubic symphysis for a moment, if you will. And we're going to come up to the level of the 12th thoracic vertebra. Now we'll touch about an inch below the xiphoid process. Now you need to think deep into the body to be on the 12th thoracic vertebra. So let's see a bead now on the pubic symphysis, one on the 12th thoracic vertebra, and watch the two moving toward each other. When they meet, you let go of the image, but let whatever experience or process the image starts, let that continue, but just let go of the image. okay, now we're going to give tactile aid in a little different place while you still use the image of the beads. We're going to touch in the lumbar. And as you watch the beads coming together, thereby shortening the line from the pubic symphysis to the 12th thoracic vertebra, that lets the lumbar spine get longer or softer. So we're touching under the spine, under the lumbar spine there, and as you watch the beads come together, if that tends to help you experience the lower back getting longer or softer or both, then let it happen. Now we'll go up to the sternum and we're going to watch it sliding up between the ears. Touch again under the earlobes, behind the jaw, front of the mastoid processes, the little crevice. And your partner can see the sternum sliding on up to the atlas. If you want to include letting the hyoid bone tilt up and back to follow that angle of movement, that line of movement, you can do that. And what helps this to happen more easily is to see the two beads coming together also. One on pubic symphysis, one at 12th thoracic vertebra. Right, now take your tactile aid away, let our partners just rest a moment. Take the ties off your partner's legs. Side or the other, and then onto your hands and knees, and sit back on your heels, you're folding your trunk of your body onto your thighs. Okay. Now you can think of the creases becoming deeper in both the knees and the iliofemoral joints. Also let your knees extend and imaginary planes passing through the thigh creases coming out the buttocks. Okay. Now watch the festoon increasing in slack and the fibula swinging as best you can in that position and unfold. Let's watch the back half of the head slide up as we stand on our knees. Very easily, very nice. Bring one leg under and forward. Now stop a moment before you continue. What you're going to be doing is to push from the floor into your acetabulum to raise your weight. Also, you can watch the sternum sliding up to the atlas as the back half of the head slides up. Okay, that's it. Now let the crease be a little more here so you don't lean back and destroy the crease. Okay, that's good. All right, now as you are standing, think of the sternum sliding up between the ears to the atlas. And as you get a sense of that upness there, let the weight out of the armpits, which lets the sides of the ribs drop down as the sternum continues to rise. Now, I juxtaposition those two images because I want you to go for the experience clearly that as you let the weight out of your ribs, that doesn't mean you slump. You might feel as if you're slumping, but the sternum is rising all times. You're imaging that. Then you can think of the weight resting on your femur heads instead of holding yourself up by your tongue. Let the tongue rest in the mouth. The breath, you see, is going under, over, or around the tongue. And the breath, instead of being pulled up by the tongue, is resting on your femur heads. Same place your weight is resting as you stand. So let your weight rest on your femur heads and let your breath rest on the femur heads. And now let's do just a little bouncing. Get that weight bouncing on the femur head, a little bounce. Okay, now let's cycle the arms above the head, thinking up the front and down the back. Rib cage is the umbrella. The handle of the umbrella is the pelvis, open end forward. The tip end of the umbrella is the atlas. And the whole umbrella is inside the shoulder girdle. And the umbrella closes around the central axis, which is the rod of the umbrella, as you hiss. Into the hiss, let your arms drop. Hiss. Soft elbows, slide the scapula up over the ribs, and then let them drop. And once again, soft elbows, let's slide the scapula up over the ribs, and let them drop. All right, let's help our partners now get into the constructive rest position.